Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 1st of October, brand new month. Where did September go? Got no clue. In the year, of course, of 2020, got all the best technology news that's happened over the past couple of days. Most of it's going to be Google because, yep, they had an event yesterday. And it's going to be coming at you like it always is in about 5 minutes. Yes, indeed, the Google Pixel event was yesterday. Lots of little goodies unveiled. And we're going to give you the highlights of it, of course. The first, of course, being the Pixel 5. Yes, the flagship phone from Google. Now, amazingly, with the Pixel 5, not trying to keep up there with the big boys. The way Google's looking at it, giving you a phone you can afford, but still giving you all the power that you deserve. That power being a mid-range Snapdragon 765G processor. A lot of RAM on board, however, though, 8 gigs of RAM. Plus, that full HD display has a 90 hertz refresh rate. The cool thing about it, of course, the Pixel 5. Yep, 5G ready. Google also says the Pixel 5 is IPX8 rated, so it's both waterproof and dustproof. And as far as the camera goes, well, it's still pretty good, which will have night sight working in portrait mode. That will actually let you adjust the lighting in post-processing. Now, the Pixel 5 will be coming in two colors, either green or black. Any bets the black's probably the more popular one. You never know, though. It will hit 8 countries on October 15th. Google will announce when it will hit others, I guess sometime in the near future. As far as how much it will hit your wallet, it's going to set you back $699. Now, from the flagship phone to the Pixel 5, we go to the Pixel 4a 5G, which is basically the Pixel 4a XL, but now it's got 5G. Now, the screen is 6.2 inches. It's OLED, by the way. The 4a actually has a 5.8 inch OLED screen. Amazingly enough, though, it's got the same processor as the Pixel 5, 765G Snapdragon. However, though, if you're looking for waterproofing on this one, nope, not going to find that here. And that's probably to be expected since it starts at $499 and will be available in the colors black or white and will be launching in most countries in November. Now, from the phone hardware, we go over to, well, basically TV hardware. Yeah, we're talking about the new Chromecast, which actually doesn't even require the new phones they unveiled, though you can still use it, of course. Yep, the new Chromecast, if you didn't pick one up already at Home Depot in the US, quite a bit different from the previous models. This one, of course, comes with a dedicated remote, even easy access buttons to YouTube and Netflix, and runs its own OS called Google TV. With the new Chromecast, yes, you're going to get 4K support. A whole bunch of streaming apps will be already preloaded on the thing. And if colors are your thing, well, you got three to choose from now. Snow White, yeah, no relation to Disney. Sky Color, which is basically blue. And Sunrise, which is basically salmon pink. Regardless of what color you choose, however, though, it's going to set you back $50. And of course, with a new Chromecast dongle comes, well, a new app. And those of you on Android that are looking for the Google Play Movies and TV app, yeah, it's not going to be there. Yep, say hello to the Google TV app now. Now, yes, I did say Android because that's where it's going to be hitting first. iPhone probably will be coming sometime soon, although it really wasn't announced. So you'll be able to rent or purchase your movies now through the Google TV app. Other features with the new app, if you actually sync your streaming services to the app, Google TV will actually pull titles from each service. So it makes it a heck of a lot easier to find something that you want to watch. And we got to end on hardware, of course. Yep, we're talking about Nest Audio. This would be Google's latest smart speaker. And basically what happened is you took Home Max and the original Google Home and they kind of squashed them together. Yeah, that's pretty much what it looks like. It's got Google's signature kind of Nest fabric that's on there now. You know, the ones you've seen on previous speaker models. Now, as far as the features go with Nest Audio, didn't really get much of a demonstration of it. Google claims the Nest Audio is 75% louder than Google Home and apparently has 50% stronger bass response. Plus, Google says, yep, it's a powerful speaker. Guess that remains to be seen. The price point, however, though, not too bad. Under $100, actually $99. And finally, no, I couldn't leave without giving you an and finally. Can't be all about Google's Pixel event. However, though, this and finally might make a few of you a little sad. Yeah, I'm talking about the ones of you out there that still play the original Farmville. It is now official, Zynga. Yep, shutting down the original Farmville. No, no, it's not going away today. It's going away at the end of the year. December 31st, to be exact. And why is it going away? Well, Facebook, you might remember back in July, said, Flash, yep, they're killing it. So the death of Flash means the death of Farmville. Of course, we can't put all this on Facebook either. Adobe is actually killing Flash Player altogether on the exact same date that Farmville dies. Now, Farmville players out there, you'll continue to be able to make in-app purchases until November 17th. After that, the payment system will completely shut down. Then you can still play the game until December 31st. After that, Zynga, yep, they pretty much want you to move over to mobile already, promising Farmville 3, yep, will be available worldwide very soon. Got a story no one else is listening? Well, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Our official website, yeah, it's still over there, BritishTechNetwork.com. That is where you can get subscribed to the news show, the Mac show, the big show, the photo show, and so many other great BTN podcasts. Of course, all of our shows are readily available on iTunes as well and other popular podcast platforms. Hey, speaking of Facebook, yep, we do have a page over there. Give us a like if you like us at British Tech Network. We're also on Twitter. Give us a follow over there at British Tech. And definitely come join our community over at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show will, of course, be at your way tomorrow with your Friday edition. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday. And thank you, as always, for listening.